Buenas tardes.
Hello.
Hi, do you speak English? English or Spanish?
Anyone, it's okay.
All right. Hi, my name is Christian, and I'm coming from FIU, Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, a manufactured home, or a mobile home?
Family.
Family home?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
You own? Okay, thank you. Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I don't remember that.
An estimate?
60s, 70s. Late 60s, beginning of 70s.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And have any upgrades modifications have been made to the property?
Yes.
Yes, would you say roofing upgrades?
Yeah.
Okay. Drainage upgrades?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
About 40 years.
40 years?
Well, yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
No.
A Category 1 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Yes.
A Category 3 hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricane? Do you remember? Or those two that you said... that you experienced?
No, I don't remember.
Approximately how many? What year was it?
Probably 2000. I would say
2003.
2003, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel now to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you buy supplies and equipment? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Would you put up hurricane shutters and board up your home? Yes or no?
Yes.
And if it was necessary, would you evacuate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. When would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? How many hours would you like to give yourself to prepare your home for a hurricane? 24 hours, 36 hours, or 48 hours?
Well, I would say 24 hours, yes.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. And please select your top three sources of information. Do you get information from the internet, social media, yes or no?
All of the above. What?
Okay, the radio?
The radio, yes.
TV?
TV, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say 3.
Okay, thank you, sir. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? And here are the options. Transportation costs, has that gotten in your way of doing that, or yes or no?
No.
Property taxes?
No.
A loss of income or unemployment?
No.
Cost of housing?
No.
Okay, cost of childcare?
No.
And cost of food and other essentials?
Not really.
Okay. Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No? Okay. When would you evacuate? Oh, you already said. You tell me. You said 24 hours, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you did need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To a relative's house? A friend's house? Another location within the state? Or as far as possible to another state?
Oof. To a family's house, or a friend's house, probably.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
3.
3? Okay, thank you, sir. Next, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine, sir. It's okay. How confident are you that you could come up with, let's say, $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Would you be certain you would be able to come up with $2,000? You could probably come up with $2,000. You could probably not come up with $2,000, or I am certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I would be able to.
You would, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it changed or has it remained the same?
No, it has changed.
It's going up? Gone up?
Yes.
Increased? Okay. Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Have you changed insurance provider? Have you increased the amount of deductible? Have you decreased coverage? Or have you done other things?
I have not really done anything.
Okay.
I haven't changed anything.
Okay, thank you, sir. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Are you comfortable insuring 100%, 80%, or 60 or less?
I would say 80.
80%, okay. Thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to be to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Okay, I'm going to ask that again. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher, would you consider moving to another home within the same county? Would you consider moving to another county within Florida? Would you consider moving to another state? Or you would not move from your home?
I would not move.
Okay, you would not move. Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government? Or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Oh, that's a weird question. I really don't know. Whoever would help, I don't know. If it's the government, that should be the government. If it's the insurance company, the insurance company. I have insurance company. I guess probably I would say, well, the insurance first, right?
Okay. Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think you will be affected or do you think you will not be affected?
I will not.
Okay. Oh, no. Thank you, sir. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
I would say property taxes.
Property taxes, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, or somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you, sir. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important on making the decision? The neighborhood, schools around the area, pricing, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, proximity to your job?
Neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? More than 1 year, between 3 and 5 years, 5 to 10 years, or more than 20 years?
I've been living in it for 30 years. I have no intention.
So you're going for the long run, okay? So, finally, I just want to have a few general background questions and we will be finished, okay? Could you please tell me what age group do you belong to? Are you in the age group of 35, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64, between 65 or older?
Older.
I'm sorry?
Older.
65 or older?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
Okay. And how many of those 4 people are under 21 years old? Under 12 years
None.
Old, sorry.
None.
Okay.
Zero.
And how many are 65 or older?
One.
I'm sorry?
One.
One, okay. We're almost done, sir. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, or living with a partner, widow, divorced?
Married.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And what is the highest grade of schooling you completed? High school, some college, college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Black.
Okay, thank you, sir. What language is the most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And please tell me, which is the income range for your household? Under 20 grand, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or over 100,000?
Between 75 and 100.
Thank you. These were all the questions, sir, had for you this evening. Thank you so very much for your responses, and have yourself a great night, okay? Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.